AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Dylan Roof was convicted Thursday in the chilling slaughter of 9 black church members in Charleston, South Carolina. Those worshipers had welcomed him to their Bible study before he pulled a gun. Shooting survivor Felicia Sanders says things could have been different if Roof had only reached out.
He said he didn't have any friends. He had 9 friends sitting in the church that night. If only he had waited right after we said the prayer, we would have all gathered around him and find out his needs or his wants and invite him to come back.
The same federal jury that found Roof guilty of all 33 counts will reconvene next month to hear more testimony and decide whether to sentence him to death. The Obama administration is making clear that it thinks Russian President Vladimir Putin personally approved the hacking of Democratic officials' email accounts.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest notes the intelligence community reported back in October the cyber theft and leaks were so extensive only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized them.
Pretty obvious that they were referring to the senior-most government official in Russia.
And he says Donald Trump clearly knew that, which is why Trump urged Russia to unearth emails from Hillary Clinton's private server and urged supporters to check out what was showing up on WikiLeaks.
There's plenty of evidence to indicate he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Earnest says instead of scoffing at the findings of U.S. spy agencies, the president-elect should be demanding a thorough investigation. Mark Smith at the White House.
4 Syrian organizations have sent a U.N. commission a list of 300 attacks in Aleppo, where they say Russia bears a high likelihood of responsibility for violating international humanitarian law. And Secretary of State John Kerry is critical of the Syrian regime, saying it continues indiscriminately targeting Aleppo's civilians.
The Assad regime is actually carrying out nothing short of a massacre.
This is AP Radio News. Corpus Christi Mayor Dan McQueen says he doesn't think the release of a harmful chemical into the water system extended beyond an industrial district, but officials are still waiting for results from testing by a state agency.
Without the full investigation, there's no way I can speculate on exactly what rules or violations, if any, had occurred.
Residents have been told not to drink the tap water. Word of the death of longtime NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager brought out condolences from every corner of the NBA. Known for his flashy wardrobe, he'd worked basketball games for TNT for nearly a quarter century. Sager had revealed in March his leukemia was no longer in remission. Said in September he couldn't wait to get back to work.
Love my job more than anybody I ever met. I love the travel and I love everything about it. I never took it for granted. Once it was taken away and I got back, I didn't feel like I needed to appreciate it more and just needed to keep doing and appreciate what I have.
Craig Sager was 65. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.